this is WJFF, your community radio station, and I was just trying to get this up here. Hold on a second.
What I can tell you is that for myself, on a personal note, I almost feel like we've been grieving. There's a lot of things that are starting to hit home. I'm not sure if anybody that's watching has experienced or knows somebody that's...
So that's actually our next guest. It's Carmela DeFilippi from DeFilippi's Bakery in Monticello. Carmela, are you there?
I am here. How are you today?
Doing good. So what that was, that's you just giving an update to the public about what you're going through, what your business is doing, and how things are going. And that's just part of what you've been doing, right?
Yeah, I like to check in once a week or twice a week, depending on what's happening. And just kind of show my heart in real time and share with the community and see what's happening and as far as on a personal level and as well as in the business.
Right. So this is DeFilippi's Bakery and Il Forno Caldo in Monticello. And not just a bakery, but also a community hub. People come, they gather, musicians come and perform on the weekends. Of course, none of that's happening right now. But not only are you trying to keep the community still engaged with your business and keep your business viable, but the Sullivan County Visitors Association calls you a community champion because you're sending food out to frontline healthcare staff and workers who are putting their lives on the line fighting this epidemic. How did that come about, and how's that going?
You know, I'm not sure how it came about, but I will tell you that somebody shared that with me, and they reached out and said that they were going to do that, and I think I started to cry because I, you know, it wasn't something that we expected, and you know, you when you're doing good deeds, you just do them from the heart, and you always feel like, you know, I think there's little pockets in the day when you're just thinking about, okay, what's next? And, oh, my God, you know, who's out there? Who needs us? What can we do? And, you know, it just all started with that, and here we are. And but I love the community response. We appreciate what they did for us, and in naming us that, that was very nice in being recognized. But I think the bigger message is, or the bigger gift, I should say, is that since that, we've been getting people that are calling in and wanting to give us donations so that they can be a part of the giving. And we love that. So in the interim, we might be adding a, what do you call it, like a GoFundMe button. I'm not sure how to approach it yet.
Right.
But, oh boy, the police... We're in live radio, and the police is gonna they're gonna come and see why I'm pulled over on the side of the road.
Oh my goodness! Well, okay, sorry funny? About that. Yeah. Well, you can let them know that you're live on the radio, talking about the work that you're doing. Okay.
Hold on one second.
Okay. So anyway, we're speaking. This is definitely live radio. And it's Carmela from DeFilippi's Bakery in Monticello. She's been updating people on Facebook. She was just updating us about how she's sending food to frontline healthcare staff. She pulled over safely by the side of the road to talk to us, but it looks like we may have lost her right now. Carmela, are you still there? Okay, well, she got pulled over. Hey there, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're going to...
I just wanted to... that was funny. But I'm sorry, I missed what you had said.
Nothing. We're actually going to need to wrap up here in just a minute. But I mean, I think it's great you're getting a kind of response, because I think, speaking from my own experience, I think a lot of us are thinking about the people, the medical workers who are out there on the front lines of this. But unless we have, you know, a nurse or an aide or a doctor in our lives, we don't actually have a way to connect with that community. So I think that's why you're getting that response, is because when people hear, oh, this is what somebody else is doing to help them, you know, then that's something they could do to help. Because I've been wondering how they're doing. And it's just, it's great that you're doing that.
Yes, and I want to say thank you to, you know, to the people that are responding in that way. And I think most importantly, just give us a few days. We're trying to you know, if you feel like you want to give, certainly give us a call. We'll make sure that food goes to the people that are in need. I have also connected with a couple of the local programs to help families in need. And so we're going to see, you know, what kind of response we get. And if you want to help, I'm sure there's a lot of people waiting for it, especially with the delay in checks that are coming or not coming, etc.
All right. Well, Carmela, we've got to go, but thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's Carmela from DeFilippi's Bakery in Monticello.